5. Psychology.
Selective attention theory. Why do people focus their attention on particular elements of their surroundings while completely ignoring others? Selective attention theories propose answers to this question. Most people have been in a situation where their attention was focused on a difficult issue, such as a challenging homework problem, and became inattentive to other stimuli in the environment. Selective attention theories, then, attempt to describe how one can focus on a single consuming issue and ignore other stimuli. These theories can be separated into two distinct categories: filter theories and attentional resource theories. Donald Broadbent proposed the first filter theory in 1958. It would become the basis for subsequent filter theories. In his theory, Broadbent suggested that humans begin to filter information immediately after it is heard. For example, Broadbent believed that humans disregard the chatter in a busy room if it has no relevance to their current train of thought. Therefore, the brain must first process the information and regard certain stimuli, one's name, for example, as having higher importance. The brain then processes anything that enters through the ear. However, not all information enters the consciousness of the subject. Essentially, the brain filters anything that is unfamiliar. A familiar name or voice can redirect one's attention. In contrast, attentional resource theories state that attention is dependent not upon filters, but upon a fixed amount of attention that one can devote to tasks. Imagine attention as a percentage. Now imagine that at any given time, one can devote 100% of his or her attention to a given task. Returning to the example of the crowded room, a person would have to divide his or her attention according to all stimuli in the room. This person might devote, for example, 70% of his or her attention to a conversation with a friend. Thus, 30% of his or her attentional resources would be available for other tasks. These tasks could be listening to other conversations in the room or even thinking about a baseball game. If he or she wanted to devote more attention to the conversation, attentional resources would have to be redirected from another task.